Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Good evening, welcome to the Back Room, home of brand new music of the indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk kind of music on a hot, it's hot this week. The summer has absolutely arrived, hasn't it? packed show for you tonight. Kicking off there with amazing Luna Rosa, which I love this band. And that is a great track. And that is called Lift Me Up. And on the show tonight, my special guest will be indie rock guy Delta. Debut album came out last week called Mad About It. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that. I caught up with him about the album, about the journey of music and all that. And also got music news, local national gig guy, new album releases, all coming up. So stay tuned. This is Tooth and Wallflower.
I know I need to, and I believe you if you said you don't need me to. So should I leave? 'Cause I don't belong here. I feel like a
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future sounds.
Good to have them back. Mr. Jets, that is new. A Hole to See the Sky Through. Loving that. You listen to Sheffield Live, the back room, every Thursday night, 6 till 7. A brand new music every week. And these are called Black Lounge.
Sat in the kitchen, it's a full-blown party. For God's sakes, it's a Monday. And the shoes in the corridor, blocking up the pathway. All these voices, who are they? I can't believe I've got you, the world's worst roommate. I've only been here a week, and I'm already handing in my six-month notice. Whoa, what a pity. Yeah, it could've been fun, yeah, it could've been something special. Jobless anyway. We've only been here a week, and he's already had in his 6 month notice. Well, what a pity. Yeah, it could have been fun. Yeah, it could have been something special. The walls, they tremble. I don't feel too special. I just wanna go home.
They're called Black Lounge, and the track is called Roommate. Great tune, that. It's 6:16. You listen to Sheffield Live. This is the back room. I'm going to be talking to Delta, indie rock guy, about his debut album, Mad About It, which came out last week. That's coming up very, very shortly. But let's do this first. They are called Everyone Says Hi, and this is Don't Underestimate Yourself.
Yes, you can, and you will.
new music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Come, bearing the emotion, a feral kind of war, and trying to be human, that's not my fault. That's evolution, that's getting off the floor. There's something in me stirring, a memory away. I saw it down the chimneys, in house in
strong record, great album back there called Nothing But Thieves, of course, and that's Evolution. They're going to be supporting Biffy Clyro in a couple of weeks out in Finsbury Park in London. Okay, 6:24, you listen to The Back Room, Sheffield Live. Now let's talk about my special guest. I caught up with him. He's called Delta. He's Anglo-Greek, an alt pop indie rock energy with pop influences. He's got his inspiration from people like Bowie and Sam Fender. And he's had a good chapter lead in 2026, earning praise from outlets such as Clash, Spin Magazine, and Rolling Stone UK. I'm caught with him about his debut album. He's been having music out for a while now, but released his new album, I'm Mad About It. Let's play a track from that, talking to him after.
I think I'm mad about it. Roll your eyes, bite your lips.
I'm mad about it. Cause lately, lately it's you. It's you that I'm falling into.
So, a pleasure to welcome Delta to the Backroom Sheffield Live. How are you doing today? How's it going?
I'm really well, Paddy. Thank you for having me.
Ah, it's a pleasure to have you, because I've been excited about your music for quite a while. I've been championing your music on the show for quite a while now, and I'm thinking you must be excited. Debut album out tomorrow.
The thing is,
mad about it. Are you mad about it? What's going on?
I am definitely mad about it. The thing is, like, we're preparing the post now for, like, social media tomorrow, like, writing album out now, and I can't believe that, you know, the day has come. Although, you know, that's when the album sort of live starts, like, nothing you know, on the first days where, like, where everything sort of begins, but it still feels like such a massive moment, you know. And it's so much work to put the songs together and the artworks and everything, you know. That's
big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal, yeah.
And it's the first new music in quite a while, isn't it? In probably a couple of years, or maybe 2-3 years?
So, I've been releasing singles. So, like,
singles, yeah.
So, the last single came out, like, a month ago, like, Mad About It, the lead single for the album, came out in February. So, I have been consistently releasing music. So, it's not as if I'm worried if people are going to be, you know, because it's sort of the same vibe, and I love the song. And the new ones have been received really well. So, you know, I'm confident about the songs. It's just it feels like a big moment regardless. I'm not worried that, you know, people are only going to like the songs. I'm, you know, I don't know what I'm worried about, but it feels like a very heavy sort of weight lifted off of my shoulders tomorrow, because we've been preparing for this for the past couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
We have physical printed as well, like vinyl CDs and stuff. So all of that jazz, like, has just... It is so much harder than I expected it to be, you know?
Okay. Did you ever think, like, you know, there's an album at the end of this? Did you kind of... Because I know a lot of artists do. They continue to do EPs and don't go for the album. And I think it's always... I always like it when artists are just brave and like, just go for the album, you know?
Yeah, because I think... You know what? Like, I think artists, when their first album drops, because the debut is a big deal, they want it to be, like... A top 10 hit, like something sort of super major, which is super understandable. But on the other hand, you know, you can't be releasing EPs forever. I mean, personally, I just feel the need to release an album and then move on to the next album. And and also, my goal is to release as many albums as I can and keep evolving as an artist. Because one thing I found over the past year that I wasn't sort of overly protective of my music. I would release a single every 2 months. And when the first one dropped, I was in panic. Like, I just didn't know how people were going to react. It had been 6 to 9 months since my last single. And when you release a single after every 2 months, you know, you just get in the pace and the habit of, like, releasing music, and people start also spreading the word and giving good feedback and actually being engaged on social media and online. So things have really changed over the past, I'd say, 15, 16 months. And also, it's given me a lot more confidence to know that now that the album is dropping, that the songs are going to find an audience. You know, there are people on Spotify, it's like 400 pre-saves already without us having massively advertised it, you know, and it's it's great to know that, yeah, there's an audience there for it. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And you've just been out on tour with Marmosets, actually, haven't you? You've done quite a few dates around the country, including a date in Sheffield, which I tried to get done, but I was away, unfortunately, missed it. How was that? How was that going out on tour with those guys? And
it was, I mean, like, they're incredible. And their new album, I think, is really, really strong. And they're also super nice people backstage, you know, so it really helps when you're on tour with someone to get along and be able to have a pint and chill and you hang out and not just be, you know, on the corridor like, hi, and just...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they were very, very nice about it. So, yeah, it is incredible to watch them perform every night.
And your album's quite, you know, there's a lot around kind of,
I suppose kind of mental health and stuff like that and kind of emotional stuff. Is this stuff kind of connected? Is this what you're writing about? Is it kind of lived experience stuff, or are you looking at more kind of,
yeah,
as society?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the album was written over the span of like 3 years. So there are different times within that album. Sometimes like I was feeling more sort of happier, other times like I was feeling disillusioned about the world. And I mean, mental health and sort of seeing the dystopian nature of where we're heading, like a Black Mirror thing.
Sure,
And I can't help but express that because I feel very strongly about it. And it's, you know, and they are subjects that are, you know, sort of, they force you to sort of look into sort of introspectively as well. And they're all very much lived experiences, and if not lived experiences, how I experience the world around me.
And there is a lot to write about. The world is it's not a perfect place by any means, is it? And I think as musicians, you know, that have that creativeness around being able to write about it, and sometimes it can feel, I guess, quite therapeutic actually writing about it and putting the songs together with it, really. You worked with some great producers over the time. You worked with Jim Abbas, who's like, he worked with Sheffield's finest, Arctic Monkeys. How is it like working with him? And because you've had a lot, you've worked with some great people.
Yes, so I think Jim Abbas is my, I'd say, primary collaborator on the albums. He produced nearly all of the tracks except for one. He's incredible. He did the first Arctic Monkeys record. That's What I'm Not. And he has done a few like massive, like Adele and Kasabian. Mm-hmm. He's done some really good records. But what is amazing about him is that although he has a stunning, you know, resume, he is also very much open to ideas. And he's very open to seeing where the session is going to take us. He doesn't force or impose his own idea into the room. That's one of the things that he has personally helped me a lot with, is find my own sound and have a sort of stamp. Because he always would push me in the studio, you know, to try use different instruments, or he would ask me, you know, what do you think? What would you do at this section? And in the very beginning, I was very skeptical of giving answers because I was like, well, what if I say the wrong thing? You know, because he's so experienced, like, what if I say something that doesn't make any sense? But then the more you work with someone and the more sort of confident you become in your own music, the more you're able to express yourself and slowly and gradually find your sound, which is why I think even the Arctic Monkeys ended up at a very different place to where they started. Like when they started, I think the songs were fantastic, but the sound was pretty much, I'd say, in of the era of like, you know, like mid-2000s sort of indie. Right.
Yeah, true. And many Sheffield bands kind of were influenced by that sound. There was a lot of bands at that time. They had their sound, but they were young. They were just talking about what they were doing on an evening. You know, it's like, it was a great success story. I think for them, and obviously they've changed their style quite a lot over the years.
Exactly, but I think, you know, with AM and then Tranquility Base, I think they're getting more and more confident to be able to explore things that they find interesting, even if it's not, you know, a pop song necessarily. But I think it's great.
It's maturity, isn't it? This is what you go in different ways and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Dolly, you kind of, you got involved in Eurovision, right? I need to ask you about this. Because you're half Greek, right?
I'm half Greek, half British.
Yeah, so how did you...
Yeah. So essentially it wasn't... Because I mean, in Greece, Eurovision is a very big cultural moment every year. You know, everyone sort of rallies around the contestant. So when I... Mad About It, the lead single off of the album, was supposed to come out last summer. And the mix just wasn't coming together. And we were like, late July, we missed the window of the summer. So we're like, okay, let's keep it for next year. And when I was in the plane, going from London to Athens, actually, I was listening to the mix and I thought to myself, you know what, like this song actually could be a Eurovision entry song.
Mm.
And I told my manager, and he, because we've never talked about Eurovision before, only for fun, because many in Greece, they have asked me before, journalists, like, are you going to go, would you participate in Eurovision? And I've always said yes, but no, you know, like maybe, but no. But then I ended up actually applying, and it was an amazing experience because, right. Yeah, the song came out third in the public vote, and it's not just yeah. that it gave me a massive audience within Greece, a top 10 single in the country. So like all of those things, which couldn't have happened without Eurovision, you know.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. Not everybody can say that, right? Not everybody can go, yeah, I got involved in Eurovision, you know. So album out tomorrow. We're looking forward to that coming out. Any tours coming? Is there going to be another tour?
We have a headline European tour in November.
Okay.
Which we'll be touring around Bristol, London, Manchester. We might add a couple of other cities around the UK, and then it's Berlin, Amsterdam, Warsaw, and Greece. So it's like
amazing.
A bit over. It's one of the first albums. So yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome. Delta, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck with the album. Love it. Yeah, thanks so much. Talk to me. Thanks. Cheers. Thanks.
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
She slipped into my hands, down my drink, asked what's the plans. There's somewhere quiet we could go. I asked who's the guy on the screen. She said that it don't mean a thing, but if you really wanna know, chalk it down to bad romance. I'll clean up the evidence. You should be so lucky, my friend. Tomorrow when you're waking up, lipstick on your coffee cup, you know you'll wanna see me again and again. It's just a minor detail, I won't tell if you don't tell. My boy's back at home and he don't need to know. It's just a minor detail, it's really not a big deal. Let's not leave alone, no one has to know. It's just a minor detail. She made me quite the alibi, and I just don't know what to do. I could see myself with her, I know I probably should unlearn just a minor detail or two. Chalk it down to bad romance, I'll clean up the evidence. You should be so lucky, my friend. Tomorrow when you're waking up, lipstick on your coffee cup, I know you wanna see me again, and again, and again, and again. Cause it's just a minor detail, I won't tell if you don't tell. My boy's back at home, and he don't need to know. It's just a minor detail, it's really not a big deal. Let's not leave alone, no one has to know. It's just a minor detail. Just a minor detail. I won't tell if you don't tell. It's just a minor detail. It's just a minor detail.
Thanks to Delta for chatting to me. That is Minor Detail from his debut album, Mad About It. It's out now. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
See what's going on in the world. System of a Down are launching pop-up shows with
pop-up shops with exclusive merch ahead of the huge UK and European tour. That European tour beginning in Sweden on June the 29th before the Metal Legends play venues in France, Italy and Germany. Two mammoth nights at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London on July the 13th and 15th. They'll wrap up with a stop in Poland on July the 18th. And support them all dates will be Queens of the Stone Age and Acid Bath, with the latter having reformed in 2025 after a 17-year hiatus. The 2026 shows marks the Spliff and Dowell's first tour dates in Europe since 2017, first London gig since 2015. Now, ahead of the tour kicking off late this month, Serge Tankian and Co have announced some fan shops that are set to launch in five cities along the route. Open for limited time and containing exclusive merch, the pop-up shops will be situated in Stockholm, Paris, Berlin, Dusseldorf and London. Okay, Johnny Marr is in the news. Auction house Christie's has officially announced Marr's Guitars. Great name. The Johnny Marr Collection, a landmark auction scheduled to take place in London on September the 17th this year. The exceptional sale celebrates the far-reaching music legacy of multi-award winning icon Johnny Marr, offering fans and international collectors an historic opportunity to acquire instruments used across decades spanning career. The comprehensive collection consists of approximately 95 lots, including roughly 80 historic guitars alongside personal amplifiers and studio equipment, with individual estimates ranging from £1,000 to £150,000, highlighting his charitable nature. Marr will donate 100% of the auction hammer price from 10 specific lots to directly benefit the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association and the National Autistic Society. Select instruments from the collection will go on public preview in New York from June the 25th to July the 1st before returning to London for a free pre-sale exhibition in September. Very exciting.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Crowded Hyenas, that is Crowned Hyenas and Best Kept Secret. they're going to be going on tour. They got a date in Norwich on July the 11th with Sheffield's own Concrete Cats in support and Blackwater Fiend. And then they're also going to be doing Sydney and Matilda on the 17th of July with Concrete Cats as well. So check them out. Crowned Hyenas. Okay, 6:46. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and this is a band from New York City. They are called Scorts. This is their new track, Head Rush. They're out on a European and in the UK tour. Check this out. What a great sound. Check them out. They are called Scorts. Pay attention to them. That is new from them. It's called Head Rush. And they're going to be, I think, in Nottingham and Manchester at the start of July. So check it out. Go on their website. Check out all about them. Scorts. Let's do some gigs.
Local and national gigs.
So in Sheffield over this week, Fuse ODG are the Foundry tonight. Snez are at Crooks Folk Club. And then tomorrow, Electric Six are at the Foundry and Cacophony at the Lug Hole. On to Saturday, big one down at Kelham Island, Steel Yard, Sherlock's, biggest gig they've done. They've done building up, had them on the show many times on the show. But all when the England playing as well, so they've got Tem 8 Smith and Skylights and the Denebys, a few other bands in support of that. So check that one out. It's going to be a good one. Todd T down Dried Works on Sunday and Cruise at Sydney and Matilda. Or we'll have it Sydney and Matilda on Monday. Def Leppard, can't go wrong, Sheffield Arena on Tuesday, and the Schizophonics at Yellow Arch on the Wednesday. Some other dates: Brandon Flowers from the Killers have announced his new album and also a new tour, and Bournemouth Academy on the 14th of October, London Outlet Hall on the 15th, then on to Bristol Beacon on the 17th, Non-Rock City on the 18th, Manchester Pol on the 20th of October, and York Barbecue on the 21st of October. Those tickets go on sale on the 3rd of July at 10. Biba Doobie Arena Tour. I had on my show many years ago when she was at the Lemel, a three band gig. But yeah, arena now. Cardiff Arena, 16th of November. Manchester Arena, 17th of November. London Arena, 18th of November. Those tickets go on sale on Thursday at 10. And Brian Fallon, who was from the Gaslight Anthem, his band Brian Fallon and the Painkillers are playing Manchester Albert Hall on the 11th of November. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. This band from New Zealand, they're called The Veils. 8th album. This is called Lungs.
There's cities in the dark where we all move about like blood through the chambers of the heart. You're not like anyone I've met. You're not like anyone I've seen. And if I don't know you in my days, maybe, then I'll see you in my dreams. Oh, there must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice, I wanna feel it in my lungs. Staring down these walls, was busy waiting on an angel, but an angel never called. So now I offer up my questions to the architects of fate. And if the ending does come early, I hope the meaning don't come late. There must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice, I wanna feel it in my lungs, I wanna feel it in my lungs, I wanna feel it in my lungs.
That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new albums out: Tamalo, Madian, Victory, Muse, The Wow, Signal, Pretty Reckless, Dear God, and Temples have a new album out called Bliss. I'll be back next week with loads of great new music. Thanks to Delta for joining me on the show tonight. I'm going to play out with this one, and this is Man, Woman, Chainsaw. The track is No Dive. Check these guys out. Have a great evening. It will cool down in a couple of days to a more reasonable temperature, but enjoy the sun while you can.